I can still remember the day my son Robert was born. Upon arriving at the hospital, my wife and I signed some documents, and we were escorted to a room that looked more like a hotel suite than a delivery room. The room was elegantly furnished. There was soft siding, cable television, a sofa, and even a recliner. And as if that wasn't enough, my sister Cindy joined us to help with the birthing process. Now, when the time came for my son to be born, I remember thinking that we were going to be transferred to another room. However, within a minute or two, the room was completely transformed. The ceiling opened up and all kinds of instruments, lights, and apparatus came down. And I remember looking at the bed being transformed from a hotel bed into a hospital bed with all kinds of medical equipment to assist with the delivery. Shortly thereafter, the doctor came in with his medical assistant, and I sat in the comfort of a recliner watching as my wife, sister, the medical assistant, and the doctor delivered my son into the world. In contrast, look at the birth of Jesus in Luke chapter 2. So, Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloth and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. You see, when the Son of God entered the world, the scene was quite different. His hospital room was a stench-filled stable. It was full of animal manure and urine. There were cobwebs hanging from the ceiling. Mary had to position herself on the dirt floors full of hay to give birth. And a group of shepherds was off to the side, watching perplexed as this whole scene unfolded. Joseph sat close to Mary, weary of many days of journey. Now the Son of God would enter the world in the midst of this mundane, ordinary scene. The King of Kings was born amongst sheep. The holiness would enter into the world in the filth of the animal manure. The divinity was born into the world on the floor of the stable because there was no guest room available for them. You see, the people of the city of Bethlehem were completely unaware of this event. They were too busy buying, selling, eating, and drinking to notice that the Son of God had entered the world. I believe that for many people today, not much has changed since the birth of Jesus. And I wonder, do you have a guest room available for him this Christmas?